Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
542 on Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. A number of activities are being held next week. One that actually kind of started this week, but the bulk of them next week, celebrating 150 years of there being a Jewish congregation in Galesburg, which, of course, we know today is Temple Shalom. So we are glad to talk about that with Penny Gold, a past president of Temple Shalom. She's also a professor emerita of history at Knox College. Penny, welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
This is a really big deal, isn't it?
Well, it's always nice to celebrate a milestone occasion, and yes, it's a big deal for the congregation, and very interesting to put the congregation in the history, in the context of the history of Galesburg in general, which we've tried to do.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about that sort of history of the formation of a congregation. If I'm reading some of this information right, am I correct in characterizing this as a Jewish congregation that became Temple Shalom?
Well, Temple Shalom only started in the late 1940s,
okay.
And ground was broken in 1955. So I would say Temple Shalom is the latest institutional manifestation of a Jewish community in Galesburg. So
okay.
What happened in 1867 was that a dozen or so Jewish men who lived in Galesburg at the time and had been living here for a certain number of years, we don't know exactly how long, they got together and formed a formal congregation with a constitution and bylaws, and they put out an advertisement to hire a professional who could come and help lead the congregation and do various things to, be the leader of that community. So, just because there are Jews in a community doesn't mean that there's an institution
right.
where people come and worship together. They also wanted to form a school to educate the children, so they wanted this person that they hired to be the teacher. And that congregation, which was the called B'nai Israel, or also the Hebrew Congregation of Galesburg, that in a formal way, as far as we know, only lasted till 1870. The minutes of the congregation stopped then. We know that Jews continued in the community through the 19th century into the 20th century. That early group that was predominantly German Jews was joined in the early 20th century by Eastern European Jews. And so in the early 20th century and in the mid-20th century, there were two groups, a Reform group and an Orthodox group, who got together to form Temple Shalom.
How is that what was the Hebrew Congregation of Galesburg? How did that evolve over the years, and was that kind of was it just stopped? Do we know? I guess in that time where there weren't records after 1870, as you said, or did something happen, or was it just really as simple as no records were taken?
Well, this is the problem for a historian. Historians are really dependent on documents. So
yeah.
My plea is to every individual out there and every institution to save your records and to donate your records to an institution that will take care of them and file them. The Galesburg Public Library is delighted to have records. The Knox College Library, its archives are delighted to take records. And this is one of my messages I'd like to get across, that
yeah.
things that we as individuals think, oh, who would be interested in this? Well, in years to come, the only way to constitute things is to have those records. So we can't argue from silence. We don't have records.
Yeah.
We know those families continued in the area. They formed a cemetery association in the 1890s because
okay.
they built a new cemetery out on Linwood Road, where Brookside Cemetery is now. The
right.
old Jewish cemetery, also founded in the 1860s, when the brickyard got going, it was so smoky and noisy that it was not a very restful place
no.
for people to visit the graves of their family members. So they moved the cemetery. We have those records. So it's the same families. We know they continue to exist. You don't need a rabbi to observe Jewish ritual and holiday. So, I assume they continued to exist and meet. They just didn't have... They either didn't keep records, or nobody kept what records they they made.
Is it safe to say, by and large, that over these last 150 years, that as Galesburg grew, so did the congregation, or so did a gathering of the Jewish faith?
Probably what I've seen, there are some external documents. There are other agencies that took censuses of Jews in various communities, and it looks like the high point for the Jewish community was in the 1920s when there were 220 Jews estimated in the area. And I would say it's less now. And that also...
And that's not necessarily a bad thing, I would suggest, is it? I mean, that... that the numbers are not maybe where they were at the height that you suggested?
I don't know whether it I don't think you can say it's good or bad. It's harder for the Jews who are here. The smaller the community, you know, the more things fall on the shoulders of those people who are active to do everything. So, if, you know, there's more people, it's easier to spread the wealth around. And for the children, I think it's easier for the children if there are more Jewish children in the community, because they're sometimes pinpointed in the schools, and it's nice to feel like, you know, there's other people out there.
Sure. We're talking with Penny Gold, a past president of Temple Shalom, about the 150th anniversary of a Jewish congregation in Galesburg. There are a number of things going on, mostly next week, but let's start with the one going on now at Knox. Mm-hmm. There's an exhibition taking place.
Yes. I looked through Temple Shalom donated its archives to the Knox College archives about 20 years ago.
Oh,
so this is an example of what I mean. You know, our records, including these 19th century things, were just in a filing cabinet, and I was concerned that was not a good place for the longevity of these documents. So we donated to them to Knox. They've been organized and filed. They're taken care of. So I looked through those documents, and Carly Robeson, who's an archivist at Knox, gathered a lot of things from other local documents, city directories, advertisements for some of the businesses. So the exhibit, which I really encourage folks to go take a look at, is on the second floor of Seymour Library at Knox. There's several cases of documents, and then a wall with some photographs with things dating from the 1850s to the 2000s. So that there was an opening this past week with, you know, little party. But the exhibit itself is up through mid-December. So there's time to see it. But see it now while you're thinking of it.
Absolutely. And then the main thrust of the activities is actually a lecture and a public discussion of sorts going on both next Tuesday.
Yes. So next Tuesday... the biggest event is a lecture at 7:30 p.m. We have a historian coming in, Lishai Weisbach, who's written a book on small-town Jewish communities in America. And he, of the 400 communities that he looked at, all with a population under 1,000, Galesburg was one of them. So, you know, there's a lot of mentions of Galesburg in his book, but he has the bigger picture. And so we thought it'd be great to bring him in to give a lecture on the Jewish history of small-town America, but looking at Galesburg in context. And that's at 7:30 at Temple Shalom.
On Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
Okay.
North Street, the corner of Monroe. He's also speaking at noon on the Knox College campus in Ferris Lounge. The title is A Jewish Odyssey on Three Continents, the memoir of Menachem Mendel Friedan. And it's interesting. This is a memoir written by a guy in the 1940s. Happens to be the speaker's grandfather.
Oh, okay.
But what Weisbach has done is translated it, edited it, annotated it. It was published by Stanford University Press. Fascinating memoir of somebody who left Lithuania in the late 19th century, came to the United States to the South, and then emigrated to Palestine before the State of Israel was founded, and was active in that movement. So you can look at the whole history of Jews in the late 19th and 20th century through the life of this this one person.
And that earlier discussion, again, is at noon on Tuesday at Knox?
Yes, at Knox and Ferris Lounge. And the public is welcome. The events are free. And we've been delighted to have people come.
Anything else folks should know about this this important anniversary before we wrap up, Penny?
I think that's it. I'd especially say to go to the exhibit. I think anybody who lived in Galesburg through the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, you'll see people's names you know, Burl Barash, Fred Schubach, the Bondies. You'll look and see a little bit about the history of the building and the Bondi building. So there will be Irma Gale, for those of you who are involved in education.
Yeah.
Gale School was named for Irma Gale.
Yes, it was.
So I just encourage people to go to the exhibit and take some time with it.
Very good. Penny Gold, president, past president, that is, of Temple Shalom and a professor emerita of history at Knox College. Thanks so much for coming in and congratulations on the anniversary.
Thank you. And thank you for having me, Will.
Absolutely. And again, we have these items, these discussions on our community events page at WGIL.com. If you want to take a look at our events calendar, and you can find the both events there on Tuesday.